My family lives in Phoenix, Arizona, where a balmy 55 degrees is expected on Christmas Day. But our traditions started in Oregon, where my sister and I were born. I was able to talk with my mother, Darlene, by phone about two of our most important traditions, fattening up the neighbors and extending our family to friends in need.
How many pounds of fudge do you make for every year for Christmas?
Probably 70 pounds.
She also makes cookies, and my stepdad bottles wine. Pretty much everyone they've ever met gets a plate.
We include all of the neighbors. Everyone that we know always get a plate of fudge cookies and a bottle of wine. You know, the mail, our mail carrier. People that we see and do business with on a regular basis are part of our Christmas extended family.
It's not just cookies, however. Holiday dinners in my family are a big deal, and my parents make sure that anyone who needs a seat has one. In high school, my sister and I could always bring over friends who were having trouble in their own homes. For example, a friend told her family she was gay, and that year she wasn't welcome at her own Christmas dinner, so she celebrated with us. As we grew older, our guests became coworkers or neighbors who might otherwise be alone. For my mother, this isn't just an act of altruism, but really symbolizes what this season is all about.
This is a time of year that it's important to connect with people, and giving our family a chance to connect with lots of different people enriches everyone, I believe.
I also spoke with my little sister, Brianne, who lives in Phoenix with her two young sons. She says this tradition of generosity is an important example for her boys. She also says the full house helps, now that much of our extended family lives far away.
I think growing up in our giant family in Oregon, and then breaking off from them when we did move out of state, it's nice to be able to have a big holiday, even if it's not all of our family. It doesn't matter, because at that time it is family.
And she's right. In our house, it just wouldn't be Christmas without some new faces around the table. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chelsea Biondalillo.